How to Stop Your Self-Sabotage, Chapter 5, The Formula for Positive Self-Talk. What's the formula for eliminating negative silent self-talk? How do you know that you have sabotaged yourself? How do you know if you have limiting beliefs? Answer, you feel bad. Exercise 5.1. How do you really feel when you feel bad? How do you feel bad? In what way? Write it down. There is a formula for being able to reduce your silent self-talk and to get your negative thoughts under control. The formula works. However, the key to the formula is listening to your emotional guidance system. In other words, you need to be sufficiently aware and sufficiently in touch with yourself to know when you're feeling badly. If you're not aware when you're out of sorts, as the saying goes, or not aware when you're feeling badly, then you have little chance, if any, of being in a position of intervening with your negative thoughts. Your emotions tell you if you've stuffed up. Basically, there are only going to be 5 major negative emotions, in effect ways that you feel bad. You might have various names for these emotions, but there are still only 5. Look at the list below. 1. Anxiety. For example, we say that we are stressed, uptight, nervous, anxious. 2. Depression. For example, we say that we're flat, down, feeling blue. 3. Anger. For example, we say that we're annoyed, PO'd, ticked off, crapped off. 4. Guilt. For example, we say that we're embarrassed, ashamed, feeling guilty. 5. Resentment. For example, we say that we're resentful, feeling bitter. So the formula for turning around negative thoughts begins with you recognizing that you're feeling badly. You don't feel good. This is your emotional guidance system. So check out this 5-step formula, and then I'll tell you how to implement the formula. Step 1. Are you feeling bad? See. On page 39. Whenever you feel bad, see if you can identify or label the feeling, for example, anxious, depressed, angry, etc., and maybe rate its intensity on a 1 to 10 scale where 1 equals none and 10 equals maximum emotion. For example, anxiety, 5, depression, 8. Step 2. What started it? What was the trigger? See A on page 39. Identify the triggering event or situation, which can be an external event, for example, a phone call, a meeting, what someone said, or an internal event, for example, a daydream, stream of thoughts, or both. Step 3. What went through your head? What negative questions did you ask yourself? What negative statements did you say to yourself? What was your self-talk? What must you be believing for you to feel this way? See B on page 39. Write down the automatic irrational negative thoughts. In effect, what must I be saying to myself about this triggering event or situation to make me feel so bad? The answers are the irrational negative thoughts. Step 4. Counteract, turn around, reverse, dispute, and challenge those initial negative thoughts. Make the thoughts positive or dispute how real your original faulty thoughts were. In effect, do a rethink. Example 1. Are you saying always or never? Are you drawing conclusions on the basis of only one incident and giving yourself a hard time by saying always or never, or are you exaggerating by using the words always or never? Question any overgeneralizations you're making. 2. Are you jumping to conclusions? Question the evidence. Where's the evidence that maybe you've drawn a conclusion without any real evidence to support it? 3. Are you blinkered or seeing things as black or white? Question any simplistic black or white thinking. This means seeing things as being only one extreme or the other, good versus bad. In the real world, though, there are many shades of gray. 4. Are you imagining the worst? Question if you are seeing things as the end of the world, catastrophic, terrible, horrible, or awful, and instead replace them with words like unpleasant or unfortunate or inconvenient consequences. 5. Are you blowing things out of proportion? Instead of focusing on what's wrong and blowing it up all out of proportion, look at any positive aspects that might have occurred. 6. Are you taking it all personally? Stop taking things personally and blaming yourself, and instead recognize that you may only be partly responsible or not at all responsible. Step 5. Write down the rethink thoughts. Write down, replace, and counteract the negative, faulty thoughts with positive, constructive, rational thoughts. To follow this 5-step formula, use the kind of thoughts record sheet that is outlined briefly below. An extensive record sheet is included as an appendix to this manual. Also included is a sample of a thoughts record sheet already filled out. This is an important exercise to do. Feel free to photocopy the thoughts record sheet in your appendix, because you will be using this sheet over and over for a number of days and times. How do you actually implement this formula in daily practice? A practical tip to help follow these steps is to carry a piece of paper on you through the day, and whenever you feel badly, quickly scribble down the time, where you were, what triggered it, and how you felt. That takes no more than just a few seconds. When you get home at night, pull out your record sheet as shown above. You can also draw up your own if you want, or photocopy the one shown in the appendix and fill out the first three columns from your scribblings from the day. Then comes the interesting part. Write down your negative thoughts. They'll come back to you as you recall the trigger and the situation. Then take time to force yourself to write down your positive thoughts. Counteract. Turn around and revise your original negative thoughts to get another perspective on it all. This shouldn't take more than about 10 minutes, not a bad investment of time. Writing it down and going through this process means that your brain picks up the changes more clearly and sets you up for success next time, especially if you continue to do your writings for a number of weeks until such becomes entrenched and you can think more positively without resorting to necessarily writing it all down. Then it becomes a habit, a new thinking habit. Get a piece of paper and slip it into your top pocket, your purse, your wallet, etc. During the day as events or situations unfold and you start to feel badly, quickly scribble down the time and place, the trigger, and how you felt. At night, once you're home, take out your thoughts record sheet, see appendix, fill it out properly on the basis of your scribbles, and then write down your automatic negative thoughts that you had at the time. Then make yourself rewrite these thoughts into positive thoughts. So why bother with writing it down? Can I just do this rethink and turn it around in my head? No. Remember, you have created a bad thinking habit over time. You know how to have negative thoughts, and they just automatically cut in. It's second nature to you to think poorly of yourself, to beat up on yourself, to put yourself down. You know that you have limiting beliefs about yourself. Don't think that now you can just simply turn these old, entrenched, crusty old habits around in a blink. Your daily exercise for 21 days. Exercise. Spend time thinking about the last time you felt badly, or perhaps the times that you repeatedly feel badly. Then try to work out what triggered it, and more importantly, what you said in your head about it. Try turning those thoughts around and reversing them. Start using your thoughts record sheet today by writing down any times that you can recall that you felt badly. Think back in time, a time when you felt bad. What started it? What did you think to yourself? Now, how would you force yourself to turn that around? How could you have thought differently? See a copy in the appendix to this manual. You'll be surprised what you see and discover.